fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of November. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to check your food supply and water supply if you keep water at home. A minimum 30-day supply of water. I like to have a 2-year supply of food on hand. It should be hopefully enough to get through whatever crisis might be coming our way. And that's a prepper tip of the day. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Check your water supply. Check your food supply. Make sure that the food has not been damaged by humidity or heat or insects or mice. There's lots of things that want to get at your food and cause harm to it. We have open lines this hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. There was an alert posted at my website at thelibertyman.com concerning my concern about the national power grid intentionally, not inadvertently, intentionally made vulnerable by the Obama administration these past 8 years, intentionally stopping with intent and design, stopping the recommendations of the EMP Commission. This is the commission of scientists and engineers appointed to determine what the threats are to the national power grid and how to mitigate those threats, intentionally blocking those recommendations from being implemented. So read that alert. There's also some excellent articles. Dave Hodges is going to good job posting some articles about the threat of EMP to this country. My friend Paul Martin, his website is revolutionradio.org, I believe. You need to educate yourself on this. Sincerely, you do. Also, my website is the link on the right side there. The field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. This is my response to requests for years. People asking me, John, when's it going to happen? Well, this is my response to that request. I give 5 different scenarios. You get to pick your own, whatever that might be, and prepare for it, giving yourself a date to be done by. That date being December 31st, 2018. That's 13 months away. 13 months will pass really quickly. And the older you get, the more quickly these years pass by, it seems like. Pick a scenario. You might pick two or three, or you might pick all five to get ready for. That's your choice. I'm giving you the date. I'm giving you the possible scenarios. And it's your choice to begin preparing or enhance your preparations as you see fit. All I'm doing is hopefully providing a little guidance and a little motivation. That's my job, is to provide some guidance and motivation. Your job is to either pick up the challenge, well, or not. That's certainly your choice. I respect that. I don't have an emotional attachment to what you do or don't do. And I tell this people all the time, I do private consultations. If you need a private consultation, the details on how to do that are there at my website. I do public presentations and private consultations both. But my clients typically are married couples. And most of the time, these couples are on the same page in terms of spending family resources. That would be time and money on preparedness. Occasionally, I get a client, it's just one spouse or the other, and there just doesn't seem to be any breakdown in terms of percentage other than 50-50 male, 50-50 female. One spouse wants to get prepared, the other one doesn't want to spend family resources on that time and money. That's a difficult situation to be in when both spouses are not on the same page. That makes things difficult. But the spouse who wants to spend family resources moves forward in the best way they can without upsetting the other spouse and gets as much done as they can. Yes, it's difficult. When both spouses move together, work together, things happen much more quickly, much more efficiently. A lot more gets done in a more timely manner. That's the best way for this to happen. One of the things that I've advocated that people use to convince their spouse that this is a reasonable thing, not an outlandish thing, is to use the example of insurance. And sometimes it's an issue with Christians also. People respond, well, God will take care of me. Well, my response to the Christian saying that is the following. Do you take care of your car insurance, or do you expect God to take care of that for you? Do you buy homeowners insurance, or do you expect God to take care of that for you? Do you buy health insurance, or do you expect God to take care of that for you? Well, obviously, in each of those examples, they don't expect God to take care of it. They take care of these things themselves. Life insurance, health insurance, automobile insurance, homeowners insurance. Being prepared is just another form of insurance. Insurance against going hungry. Insurance against not having water. Insurance against the criminals who want to come and kidnap your teenage daughter and your wife. It's just another form of insurance is all it is. There's a plus side to this equation, however, and a big plus. When you pay all these other types of insurance, homeowners, life insurance, health insurance, automobile insurance, at the end of the year, you have a stack of canceled checks, or the electronic versions these days of the canceled checks. When it comes to preparedness, you actually have three-dimensional items that you can use. You can always eat the food. Water, well, water typically doesn't cost that much, but the water is there to be used. Other items might be first aid equipment, communications equipment, defensive items such as rifles, shotguns, pistols, maybe a motor vehicle that's been retrofitted to be EMP-proof. These are all things that you can use. You can consume. You can sell. Try selling a canceled check from your health insurance. See how far that goes. So there is an advantage to preparedness that these type of insurance that these other types of insurance don't offer, which is you really do have three-dimensional objects that can be used at some future date. It's the analogy of insurance is understandable, politically neutral, and non-threatening. And it's a good analogy to use that may, there's no silver bullet when it comes to convincing a spouse. I can't guarantee it would work, but it might work. It might work. And that's what's important, to have a viable option here for convincing the spouse. When I advocate under the USS Liberty training, field training exercise, is getting a spiral notebook, just the kind of same old spiral notebook like you had in high school. Get it from, you know, Walmart or the dollar store or whatever. And make a master list, first of all. A master list of things you want to accomplish, goals that you want to accomplish. Maybe training goals. It may be a goal to become part of a hobby farm. Possibly your food storage goals. Maybe a motor vehicle store goal for EMP-resistant vehicle. And then dedicate one page to each of those goals. Because as you work towards achieving those goals, there's going to be contact information for vendors and people and training facilities, whatever it might be, that you work on incrementally, piece by piece, goal by goal, as you go through the next 13 months. I did this myself. I still have my spiral notebook from the late 90s, getting ready for Y2K, which was a real clear and present danger, by the way, a man-made event that had a man-made solution, a man-made problem with a man-made solution, or you might say an engineering problem with an engineering solution. Corporate America and government bought 10 years worth of computers in 2 years to solve this problem, which for the most part was solved. And I have to give them credit where credit was due. They did mostly solve it. The first 2-3 months of 2000, there were some issues with various entities, but we got through it okay. We did. Let's talk a little bit about EMP-resistant vehicles. I have converted several vehicles. Actually, two vehicles to be EMP proof. One is a 1975 International Scout. That was an easy fix. All I had to do was change out the electronic ignition for a points condenser ignition. That was pretty simple and very inexpensive. And then my 1988 Dodge van. I went to a Dodge expert. And we talked about the project and what it would take to accomplish it, the goal being to bypass or eliminate everything in that 1988 Dodge that had a transistor resistor diode in it, which he did. He bypassed or eliminated all those things. So the 1988 Dodge basically is the same as the 1972 Dodge when it comes to what electrical equipment it takes to make it run. So it's an EMP-resistant vehicle. It's probably easier just to go ahead and, of course, money is always an issue, to purchase a 1972 or older motor vehicle from Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, a sedan, a truck, pickup truck, whatever it might be. These are easily found on Hemmings Motor News, for example. The Hemmings Motor News is the place where an awful lot of motor vehicles are sold. eBay is another one. There's a lot of motor vehicles sold. If you're not competent to properly check out a motor vehicle before purchase, I would make sure a competent mechanic checks out anything you want to buy before purchase. Otherwise, you could end up with a very expensive mistake, buying something that needs a lot of money and time to mitigate and to correct. So a competent mechanic is very important for buying any motor vehicle, any used motor vehicle. And I've been doing this myself. I rarely buy. In fact, I've only bought one new motor vehicle, and that was back in the 1970s. But I have complete diagnostics done on any motor vehicle. Typically, I buy a used car from a dealer, and then get a dealer warranty with that used car, and that certainly gives me some peace of mind. It's worked out for me pretty well over the years, having a dealer warranty standing behind the vehicle. If you're not buying one with a dealer warranty, be sure you get complete diagnostics done before you buy it. Seriously, you'll be very glad you did. An independent mechanic or a dealer, either one. AAA has a service where they have certain inspection stations that will do complete diagnostics. I know in Metro St. Louis, they had a diagnostic center for years that did excellent work. There was a fire and it burned down, and they never rebuilt it. And I really liked that service and took advantage of it a number of times before purchasing a motor vehicle. And they did the most detailed diagnostics that you can imagine. I mean, very, very detailed. Great guys and great equipment that they had there to do those testing. But you can still have any competent mechanic can do a detailed diagnostics on a motor vehicle. And you'll definitely know in great detail what that motor vehicle has and what it needs. 1972, the last year that Ford motor vehicles had a points condenser ignition. 1973, they began with what would be regarded now as a primitive form of electronic ignition. And it was several years before computers started creeping into the picture. Now we're at a point in 2017 where these motor vehicles are just filled top to bottom, left to right, with computers, multiple computers throughout the vehicle. Not just one, but multiple computers and electronics both. Retrofitting a 2017 car or truck to bypass all that would be burdensome, to say the least. I'm not sure it could even be done. I guess spending enough money, something it could be done, but it would be very, very burdensome in terms of time and money to do that. 1972 and older motor vehicles, they're simple. You open up the hood, you can actually see the ground, which you can't anymore in most of these motor vehicles. They were simple mechanical devices. And they will run. If it's made 1972 or earlier, and it's still got the original equipment in terms of what makes it run, EMP won't bother it at all. That might be some peace of mind for a lot of people, knowing that they have a car or a truck or a motorcycle that will run following an EMP attack. Fuel's going to be an issue real quick. Spare parts, long-term spare parts and fuel are going to be big issues. Like Jim McCanny mentioned earlier about fuel, the electricity to pump the fuel will no longer be there. And, of course, these refineries that make the fuel in the first place, They're filled top to bottom, left to right, with electronics also. They'll be down for the count. So you can't count on having very much fuel. Whatever you got is what you got. You may be able to recover fuel from disabled vehicles. And otherwise, you're going to be on your own. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of November. Taking questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. We got Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle here on hold. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Good morning, John. Just heard some notes yesterday afternoon that the National Reciprocity Bill is back in play again.
Well, praise the Lord.
That I got from my sources was that it has enough co-sponsors now that for passage, and there is a lot of pressure being put on Ryan to get it off the waiting list and back on the floor. 202-224-3121. Ladies and gentlemen, call your congressman and tell them to get this to the floor before Christmas. I think maybe some of the listeners, along with a bunch of other folks, ought to have been putting some pressure on Congress.
Well, I hope so. Here's what, for people who don't know what we're talking about. Reciprocity, when it comes to concealed carry, reciprocity are agreements between the 50 attorney generals. And this is, these agreements take place pretty person to person, typically with letters is all it takes as opposed to laws. And many of the 50 states have reciprocity with the other 50 states, but there's quite a few that don't. And it's caused a lot of harm to otherwise completely innocent people that are traveling peaceably from state to state with their firearms legally possessed and get in trouble because their state doesn't share reciprocity with another state. So this will give people the ability to travel freely between the 50 states and not become criminals because they cross a line in the sand between two states.
Exactly. And the good example of this, ladies and gentlemen, is in New Jersey. Several years back, a woman in a neighboring state got her concealed carry license. And in that state, whenever you're pulled over, the first thing that you do is you hand the officer your driver's license and your concealed carry license and tell them that, yes, you have a gun in the car. And this woman got pulled over for a broken taillight and did exactly what she was taught to do. Officer comes up, he hands him her driver's license, her concealed carry license, and he says, do you have a gun in the car? She said, yes. Pulled her out, arrested her, and she was in jail for 9 months for having an illegal weapon with an illegal magazine and the wrong type of ammunition. She had hollow points, and evidently there they've got a hollow point ban. And this was right in the middle of the primaries and everything, John. And Chris Christie was running at the time, and everybody thought he was a big pro-gun guy, and he just let that set and go. It finally took the NRA and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms and hundreds of thousands of people threatening to boycott Jersey for any recreation or visits or anything for them to finally drop the case. And this national reciprocity, what it does, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a concealed carry license in, let's say New Mexico, and we go and we're going to go to the East Coast and go to D.C. and look at all the sites and everything there and go to Virginia, and we've got our concealed carry weapons with us. Now, what it does is it's just like your driver's license, the reciprocity with your driver's license with other states. You're in that state, you're concealed carry, but you have to follow their laws. Just like in the car, you have to follow their speed limit. In Texas, it's 75 miles an hour on the back roads. In New Mexico, it's 60. So you go from Texas to New Mexico, you obey the traffic laws. Same thing with concealed carry. If in your state you can go into a restaurant with a bar and as long as you're not drinking, have your gun with you, and in the state you're visiting, you cannot have a gun with you any place that serves alcohol, you abide by their laws. So get on the phone, call your congressman, tell them to get this thing out and on the floor for a vote. So it's just good news for us, John. Yeah. It's good news for us.
Before you get away, Jimmy, yes, as most people know, I teach concealed carry training for Missouri. In Missouri, before you go into a restaurant that serves alcohol and food, you have to make an appointment with the accountant to determine that 51% of gross annual revenue comes from sale of food. Silence. Okay. I knew that. It's pretty funny. Thanks for calling.
In New Mexico, if you're, now this is a law that's on the books, and I'll leave you with this one for a giggle for the day. In the traffic laws in New Mexico, when you approach an intersection in the backcountry, you're supposed to stop 75 feet from the intersection.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Getting a fresh supply of Energy Cleaners from Tom Berryhill later this week. I got more mattress pads, some of the biggest orders I've ever placed, quite frankly, en route from the factory. So we'll be able to take care of your orders. Maybe not immediately. We got covered up with orders this past week or so. But we will get the orders processed and get them out the door as quickly as possible. So I'm noticing that this is the seventh year I've been doing this. More and more people are buying them, especially this time of year, for our friends and family, maybe a sibling, maybe a child or a parent, or a spouse, getting extra energy cleaners to help people that they care about that have issues with pain, issues with getting sleep. I'm noticing a lot more of that. And that's great. That's the way it should be. People taking care of the people they care about. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the patent application details, the mattress pads. It's a great combination. Most people are going ahead and getting the mattress pad with the Energy Cleaner at the get-go. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing. I had a very nice conversation with a lady yesterday, and she didn't know I had a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the tone of her voice changed immediately once she found that out. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And of course, you can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking questions, calls, and comments. And before last break, Jimmy was trying to give us a heads up on an arcane part of the Arizona traffic laws down there. What was it? What is that arcane detail there, Jimmy?
Okay, John. It's actually New Mexico.
New Mexico,
but,
excuse me.
The way the law reads is that when you're in the back country or off the main thoroughfares, you pull up to an intersection, you have to stop 300 feet behind the intersection, honk your horn 5 times, observe to see if there is anything coming in either direction. If nothing is seen, you take out your handgun or your rifle and you fire 2 shots in the air. Wait to hear if you hear a responding 2 shots. And if not, then you can cross the road, the intersection. The reason that law is in place is so that you don't startle people with their horses and buggies.
Well, it seems like gunfire and honking horns would startle horses.
Yeah, it's one of those arcane laws that stuck there since the 1800s. Have a great one, John, and everybody okay. Call your congressmen, senators. Tell them to get this thing on the floor and get a vote on it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Next, we go to John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Hi, Mr. Moore. I was hearing you earlier talking about preparedness, and you mentioned a hobby farm. And my personal belief is that's the most important thing you can do. I have a farm here in Missouri, and we grow our own food as much as we can. It's a pleasure to sit down to your dinner, and everything that's on your plate you grew. It's a real feeling of independence.
It is. It is. What county are you in, sir?
I'm in Cooper County.
Cooper County. All right, good. We have 113 counties.
Right. Boonville, and if people did this, and I'm not trying to tell people what to do, they can do what they want, but you might find that the farming lifestyle is the best lifestyle you can have. Our country was built by farmers. You know, people got in covered wagons and came across without any cell phones or computers and made a life for themselves. I'd have to say it's a pretty good life. Guess they didn't have a lot of money, maybe, but they ate.
Well, they lived good, full, fun, productive lives, didn't they?
Yes, that's my opinion. I'm old enough to remember before cell phones and computers, you couldn't have a cell phone bill or an internet bill. Or a cable TV bill. And nowadays you have to have so much money to spend for all these things that look to me to be not maybe worth it. The farm is, to me, that's how everybody used to live. 90-some% of America lived on the farm, and we done pretty good that way. And
we did. We did, and, absolutely.
I appreciate your show and the people you have on it, and keep up the good work, John. And
okay.
I'll be listening to you.
Okay, John, thank you. We appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. I have men in my neighborhood that are in their 70s and 80s doing manual labor every day of the week. Basically, they take off Sunday to go to church and don't do any manual labor on Sundays. But raising cattle, cutting firewood with chainsaws, repairing equipment, routinely, men in their 70s and 80s that still have a fun, healthy lifestyle out here on their ranches and farms. That's pretty common. It's very common, actually. Okay. Back to these motor vehicles. Let's talk about fuel a little bit. Storing fuel is an issue. It's dangerous. to store fuel, first of all. Gasoline is very explosive, diesel much less so. Things will grow inside the fuel. I mean, it may be hard to believe, but I've seen what diesel fuel looks like that has been properly treated, and what grows inside there looks like something out of a science fiction film. It's really pretty scary what grows inside diesel fuel. The company that I help represent, Amsoil, they have some excellent fuel preservatives that you may want to check out. There's another one that I don't sell. It's called PRI. That's Papa Romeo India, PRI Delta D for diesel, and PRIG Gulf for gas. You know, we've had around our place here excellent results using those products, storing fuel successfully for 10 plus years. My neighbors, the farmers and ranchers, they say, John, if gasoline runs a chainsaw, it'll run on anything, because the gasoline that runs in chainsaws has to be in tip-top condition before the chainsaw will run. Diesel fuel stores a little bit easier and better than gasoline does. It's not as volatile, but you still need to put the proper preservative in it. You really do. The two enemies of fuel are heat and moisture. Heat and moisture. You need to protect the fuel from both. Underground storage is the best because it's cooler, and if you can have underground storage for your fuel, that's the best way to store it. Above ground tanks, they work too. If they can be in the shade, that helps. It cut down the ultraviolet hitting those tanks and hunt sunlight heating them up. That helps also. Keep the fuel sealed up tight to keep the moisture from getting there if you live in an area with high humidity like I do. And the next caller is Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I did have a friend who had some underground tanks down in southern Utah. He put fuel in there and didn't realize that those tanks had corroded. So that's another thing that if you have underground tanks, you got to watch. Make sure that they haven't degraded.
What you do is you need to pressure test them and put a tight fitting on the top of the tank and do a pressure test to see if it holds pressure. If it won't hold pressure, you got a problem. It needs to be pumped out and either repaired or done away with.
Yeah, while I have you, remember I called you the other day and told you about the problem with the manufactured mobile homes, which a lot of preppers will rely on in terms of shelter.
Right.
Did you get a chance to look at that website? I know it's involved with a lot of work.
I haven't yet. I have not yet, but it's on my list of things to do, Tom.
Yeah, go to gassingamerica.com and make sure you understand that, and then you can warn our prepper friends that if they have a unit, they can modify it and not be injured by it. The other thing I think I didn't mention is the fact that if they're using a cook stove or an oven inside that blow box, if it's not vented, the gases from that cooktop and the oven build up inside there. And if you have a mother who's carrying a baby in utero, or she has a toddler or infant around her, that can be injurious to that toddler, infant, or the fetus. Like, there's a high number of miscarriages that occur in that situation.
Right.
Or infants born with respiratory or coronary or even intellectual defects.
Right.
With that subtle poisoning.
You're talking about natural gas and propane cooking appliances.
Yeah, any combustible fuel that's vented inside that unit.
Yep, you need to have fresh air, no doubt about it.
Yeah, so in fact, what's really sad, a lot of times people will have a vent or a hood over their stove, and instead of it pushing the air outside, it will actually just cycle it through a filter and push it right back into the same area that you're living in.
That's right. Right.
In fact, my sister-in-law went through an experience where she had a vent or hood over her. Yeah, what do you call it, a hood?
Right.
Hood fan over her stove. Right. She didn't didn't realize it wasn't pushing it outside, so she was literally breathing that air. And after a couple of hours of cooking, she was ending up with a headache and nausea. Didn't know why until I came over and, you know, used my equipment to tell her that there was a buildup of carbon monoxide and formaldehyde gases right there. So to all you preppers out there, please be aware if you're using a manufactured or mobile home, you need to go to gassingamerica.com. And then when you understand the issue, of course, you can remedy it. But if you don't know there's a problem, it'll injure you or even kill you. In fact, we just had another death about 10 miles away from me. A man was found dead in his trailer from that very problem.
That's so sad and so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Very easily preventable.
Yeah, and most people don't know that every single manufactured mobile home in America since 1976 violates ventilation code. You know, thank you, federal government.
Right, right. Well, it's good information. We're glad to get that out there, Tom. Anything else this morning?
No, appreciate your program. As soon as you can, I know you're busy, but as soon as you can, just review that. Right at the top of that webpage, there's a little, about a 2-3 minute, PowerPoint slideshow. If you watch that, you get it right away in about, 2 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
Tom, the hardcore stuff is down inside there. But if you just open up and see that little slideshow at the top, you'll understand it, and you can remedy it with just a garbage bag, believe it or not.
Outstanding. That's great. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you, John.
Okay, all right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Call number is 800-313-9443. People that come here from other parts of the country to Missouri, they're shocked to find out that there's no building codes. Once you're outside the city limits of these incorporated areas, there's no building codes in the county itself. 113 counties in Missouri. And the majority of them are third-class counties that have no building codes. So you can build anything you want, any way you want to, with no inspections, no permits. Which, if you know what you're doing or have a contractor that knows what they're doing, that works out pretty good. It saves time and money on one hand. On the other, if you don't know what you're doing or you have a contractor that doesn't know what they're doing or is cutting corners, you can end up with a big mess on your hands. And I've seen examples of both. Extremely well-built homes that anybody would be very happy and pleased to own and live in, and homes that are absolute disasters in terms of poor engineering, poor design, being built without blueprints, and so forth. So it can go either way. But we have freedom here. We do have freedom in Missouri. You can build any, once you're away from these cities in Missouri and unincorporated Missouri, you can build anything you want, any way you want, and with no permits and no inspections and no building codes. I'm not against building codes, by the way. They do serve a good purpose, and for the most part, they make sense. Sometimes they don't, but usually they make sense and are a good thing. And I do support building to code just as much as possible. All right. Motor vehicles. Having a motor vehicle that operates when the grid's down, especially the first 3 days or so, could literally be a matter of life and death, literally. If you're in an urban area, you need to get to your retreat, your safe haven, and it's some distance, not walking distance under normal circumstances, that motor vehicle properly fueled up with in good running condition could literally be a lifesaver. And it's something you really need to look into. Really. Something you really need to look into and consider that if that's something that would fit your situation. If it is, then go ahead and do it. Bite the bullet. Get that 1972 Ford or that 1965 Chevrolet or 1970 Dodge, whatever it is, this fits your needs and your budget. I would avoid the show cars and show trucks. You're going to pay a premium price for expensive paint job and detailing that really serves no useful purpose. They were very attractive and very nice, but I would stay away from that market. There's a lot out there, a lot of very elegant and beautiful antique cars and trucks. But you don't need that to accomplish your goal, just so it's serviceable and in good condition. A beautiful paint job won't make it run any better. I guarantee it. It will not make it run any better at all. A little bit of rust here and there, a faded paint, no problem. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of November. If you do decide to go ahead and get that pre-electronic car or truck, Well, there's a couple of ways you could look at it. One is to just keep it held in reserve for use only in emergencies. The other is to use it occasionally for travel or for hauling things if it's a truck. Be sure you if you're not using it on a regular basis, that the fuel has preservative put in it. That's really, really important, that the battery remains in good condition. So there's battery tenders that you can get for, well, they're very expensive, they're $10 or $12, that you can keep hooked up to, puts a what's called a trickle charge into the battery, so that battery is always topped off and ready for action, whether it's 100 degrees or 0 degrees. Usual things that go into maintenance of a vehicle, vehicles need to be maintained. They need to be driven. It's not good for a vehicle, any motor vehicle, whether it's an antique or a new one, to just sit and not be used. That's not good for them at all. I like Amsoil products. I'm an Amsoil dealer. No apologies there. All my motor vehicles have Amsoil in them, and I get a lot of life out of them. My Lincoln Town Car now has 366,000 miles on it, all Amsoil products top to bottom. My motorcycle, I get the Amsoil in there, get it changed once a year, whether it needs it or not. Once a year is a good time to change the Amsoil on the motorcycle. And I actually save money. I do. I actually save money with the Amsoil products because I change my oil far less often than anybody else who's doing it with regular petroleum products. So it costs a lot more up front on one hand. On the other, the cost savings come from superior lubrication and, of course, far less frequent oil changes. 25,000 miles. So it's pretty neat to be able to do that and get better performance, better gas mileage, have the engine last longer, and save money at the same time. It's a win-win situation with the Amsoil products. They're there at my website. Also, of course, my website are John's Survival and Tactical Gear. We need to update them, but if you're looking at gifts for yourself or other people, you may find some things there you don't know even exist under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. Can be a lot of fun just going through that list and seeing the things that are there. Tim Spencer and I do need to update it. Many of those items are Amazon items that need to be relisted. But it's on the list, and hopefully we'll be able to take care of that in the not-too-distant future. Tomorrow we should have Tim Spencer with us, I hope, Tom Berryhill. We may or may not have Don Kubley. He's over in, I believe, in either India or Bangladesh or both, doing his projects. Friday we should have Dr. Phil with us and Tom Berryhill talking about emergency communications. That's always a fun hour. And that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.